Hello and welcome to Nintendo Pals, your daily dive into all things Nintendo and friendship. We asked you to give us your answers to the following question. What Nintendo movie should they make next, and why is it Metroid? Micah, are you ready to react to some answers from the community?
Yep.
Fellow Nintendo Pals, it's me, Andros, one of the hosts of the Nintendo Pals podcast, and just Nintendo Pals in general. Hey, we're here on YouTube. If you're watching on YouTube, be sure to hit that subscribe button, and if you're listening on the podcast listening app, leave us a 5-star review. You want to know why? It helps us to take over the world of Nintendo podcasts. We need it. We need it to help people find the show. We need it to help us grow. Like, we can't do it without you. So, hey, what are you waiting for? Just hit the buttons. Hit the buttons. Micah, let's get into this discussion. This was your question you posed to the community. So, I'll let you...
That was my nice little... twist at the end.
Yeah, repeat the question for us as we before we start reading off some answers here, discussing what
Nintendo movie should they make next, and why is it Metroid?
All right, our first answer comes from not a lawyer on Discord, who says the correct answer is F-Zero, so we can get a mix of Redline and Fast and Furious. It's not wrong, right? That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I think F-Zero probably has some sort of story to it that they could use to make a movie.
Or it doesn't, and that makes it easier to make into a movie. It's like, yeah, I feel like...
They got a lot of like other racers and whatnot that have their own kind of stories, so they could build off of that. I think that would work pretty good.
Yeah, honestly, an F-Zero movie would work really well. Pretty easy to make. Who would be Captain Falcon?
Chris Pratt.
I was thinking John Cena.
So someone that's just absolutely ripped and likes to wear a skin tight uniform. You know what? Andrew Garfield.
You just cast Andrew absolutely Garfield ripped. Oh.
Everything that requires a skin tight suit, Andrew Garfield.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he has experience.
Yeah, they probably couldn't have John Cena because then nobody could see him. Isn't that his little thing?
Yeah. How do you feel about The Rock then?
Well, only if you could smell what he's cooking.
It opens. I just really cooking something.
I just really want to see one of these guys just say, show me your moves. Show me your moves. They have to.
Absolutely. They need the Falcon Punch.
Yeah, they gotta have it. They gotta have all these things.
I don't know if he would yell Falcon Punch or if someone would have to mention that was a Falcon Punch, though.
Yeah.
And there has to be fire involved somehow.
Yeah, all that stuff's made up for Smash Bros, right? That's not.
I'm pretty sure.
That's not more to the. But it's part of his character now, so...
I'm relatively confident that doesn't happen in one of the racing games.
Good answer, not a lawyer. And I love the comparison here that we would get Red Lion plus Fast and the Furious. Because Captain Falcon doesn't have friends. He has family. Okay, let's move on to the next one here. Give us our next one, Micah.
Maddie Beth, Queen of Chat Rule. Animal Crossing. I think a more modern Animal Crossing could look really cool.
Yeah, because there was an Animal Crossing animated movie. Did you know that?
Of course I did.
Yeah.
I'm a Nintendo fan. Question is, do you know the name of it?
Animal Crossing the Movie.
That was how they titled all things back in the day. Transformers the Movie.
The Movie.
Oh my gosh. It actually is, it really is called Animal Crossing the Movie.
I knew that. Obvious.
Or is it Animal Crossing Christmas Festival the Movie?
Who knows? Who knows? Yeah, this would have to be animated, right? Like, this isn't a live action movie.
They could pull a, like, Where the Wild Things Are. This movie was kind of horrifying.
I just feel like that would be horrifying. Yeah, no thanks. No thanks. I like the idea of an animated Animal Crossing movie. Maybe an anime style movie, like they did for the original. Just kind of do something modern. That or like Illumination with what they did with Mario. I think they could do Animal Crossing pretty well. Good suggestion. It would be a good movie. Next up, we have from Third Strongest Mole, Star Fox. They already have the puppets. Star Fox would be a cool movie.
I mean, it'd be interesting. It'd be like kind of like Dark Crystal, where everything is puppets.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I would want this to be. I guess live action with like costume design, CG type stuff. They can't be puppets because that won't work for my whole Nintendo Cinematic Universe. What are they going to do for the Smash Bros. Movie? They're going to have a puppet, a cartoon character, and
I mean, if they did make the Cinematic Universe with the two movies announced, they already have to have the cartoon Mario and then the live action.
That's what I'm saying. So you just got to throw a puppet in there? All bets are
off. Yeah, might as well.
Then freaking Claymation Kirby. Every style. Oh, man. Yeah, I would hope for Star Wars-esque. And I'm talking not prequel trilogy. I'm talking like modern Star Wars in style, not in story. Well, some of the story is good. I've heard good things about The Mandalorian and all that, but something like that where it's like they're the aliens are a mix of like costumed and CG, and they could do that for the Star Fox team. That'd be cool. Next one, Micah, unless you have anything, you're just sitting here like waiting for me to say something. I'm not going to say something. It's your turn.
Well, see, now I'm trying to talk about it, but you're still talking. I just wanted to make sure you were all done. Turns out you weren't.
Oh, by the way.
But Datfast John says, a Pikmin needs an animated movie. The shorts were just so good. They're just too good. Messed up the quote.
Have you seen the Pikmin shorts?
I've seen several. I don't remember any of them, though, if I'm being honest.
They were pretty good. They were pretty good. I liked them. I thought they were fun. And I think this would make a good animated movie. I approve of this message.
I agree with your approving of the message.
Yeah, again, I think I feel like Illumination could handle this one as well. That 3D animated art style would be fun. What would that movie be like? It would be such an interesting movie. 'Cause it's like kind of cutesy, but also horrifying.
But yeah, then nighttime rolls around and it's less cutesy.
Yeah. The shorts didn't really capture any of that. Well, there was, I think there's a spot where Pikmin die in it and their little ghosties are like, ah! It's horrifying. That's horrifying. We can't put that into a movie.
have to put that in the movie.
All right. Our last.
Someone needs to cry about it. There need to be tears shed about the Pikmin dying. Maybe at the beginning they don't care so much, but then at the end, they feel sad.
As they should, the whole time, because it's horrible. Last one here comes from Fedorable Will. He says, it's not Metroid because of the silent protagonist. I have thoughts on that, but we'll come back to that. Though my answer may change depending on how they handle Link in the upcoming movie. But pending that, fun answer is Animal Crossing, but we find out that Tom Nook is actually a mafia boss keeping people in his debt and using his family as loan sharks. Live action. And then real answer is a Super Smash Bros. Movie. Some kind of multiverse madness story. We see a few fights as characters meet each other, and then they team up to take down the main villain, Tom Nook. Twist. A twist in the post. Is that Tom Nook was the main villain all along. So
starting to think Fedorable Wolf thinks of Tom Nook as a bad person.
Yeah, which you and I have both gone on record several times saying that we support Tom Nook. We think Tom Nook is awesome. He gives interest-free loans. I mean, nobody does that. And he doesn't care how... Not only is it interest-free, he doesn't care when you pay it back. It's the most chill loan for a house you could ever have. I don't know why people think he's a villain. Just because you can't just vilify the guy that has to collect the debts. He paid for your house. He paid for your house. And he just wants you to pay him back eventually. I feel like that's not that crazy. But if you played the GameCube version, he was kind of a jerk. Animal Crossing was way...
The truth comes out.
Animal Crossing was way meaner than it is in current generation of Animal Crossing. Tom Nook softened up. I mean, he's on his island life. He's out of his like mogul mode, right? Where he's like running a business and stuff. He's like,
is that his vacation job now?
Yeah, I'm putting vacation packages together. Timmy and Tommy run the business. I'm just loving life. Have some of my money. I buy islands. It's like the good ending to a billionaire. But anywho, let's come back to it's not Metroid because silent protagonist. I feel like that just doesn't really matter for a Metroid movie because they could make a movie with a silent protagonist for Metroid because it's an isolation. The stories are very isolated. Right?
It fit the theme.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like there are movies already created like this that are like survival movies where the main character doesn't say much. I mean, if there's nobody else there, like, who would you be talking to? You know? But
and sometimes she has a little internal monologue in the games.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like and in still the, something like that.
In the latest game, she talks and she speaks in like whatever that language is.
The Chozo?
Yes. She speaks in Chozo. And she has like what? Like three lines in the whole game?
Yeah. It's like she talks at one point, I think. Yeah. That's it.
And I just feel like that would work.
And what that translated to, I'm pretty sure, is get riggedy riggedy wrecked, is what she said.
Get riggedy riggedy wrecked. In Chozo.
Yeah. It sounds cooler in Chozo, but yeah, that's the gist.
She did talk a whole lot in Other M. So there's that.
Yeah, we don't talk about Other M though, apparently.
Yeah, we don't talk about Other M. But like in mainline games, she's had internal monologues and she has a voice. Way more so than Link. And I feel like Link being a silent protagonist won't work as well in a movie format. Because he's not isolated. He's interacting with people constantly. But Samus, she spends a majority of of the game, not around other people in most of the games. Yeah. And how cool would it be if they go real artsy with it and they don't even show her until the end, like in the games, like in
just power suit the whole time.
Yeah. That would be tough. That would be tough to like convey emotion properly, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think whoever gets put into that role is going to have to be someone like, part of the problem is Hollywood.
Like Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, Andrew
Garfield. He's really good at expressing emotion
in a
while
suit.
Wearing a suit.
Why? What is you? Why do you like Andrew Garfield so much?
I don't know. It just happened all of a sudden.
This bit is so weird. I do like it. I do think this is funny. We should continue it. Part of the problem I think Hollywood has in general with main characters or things is that they cast big names or someone they're trying to make a big name. And so they care way more about making that actor look good than about doing the character justice. You know what I mean? Like Marvel has the problem of just constantly no masks and helmets. They're all taking their masks off and helmets off in the middle of battles and stuff. And you're like, why are they doing that?
Because you gotta see the cool people.
Yeah, you gotta see their smolders in there as they pop out.
Well, who directed? Maybe not a good idea, but there's the Dredd movie. Judge Dredd, Carl Urban didn't take off the helmet the entire time. Granted, you could still see his mouth, so there was some emotion you could get from it. Mostly just him scowling and grimacing the whole time.
I haven't seen that movie. I've never even heard of that movie. But it's funny that it's called Dredd.
Yeah, well, Dredd, I believe.
Yeah, well, that was it. Those are the answers that we got to the thing. I do want to talk real quick to another part from Fedorable Will's answer. He says his answer may change depending on how they handle Link in the upcoming movie. What do you think they're going to do for this? What do you think they're going to do for Link in the upcoming movie?
Good question.
We didn't talk about
it. I feel like you'll have to talk a little bit, but hopefully not much.
Yeah. I think we're kidding ourselves if they're going to keep him silent for a live action adaptation.
But who knows? Maybe they can pull it off somehow. It just doesn't seem too reasonable.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's got to do at least one hi-ya though.
Yeah. I think I mentioned this when we did our movie casting, but what I would really like to see is just a character that doesn't speak because he's just a quiet guy. You know, it's not like
he doesn't speak when it's not necessary,
right? Like he's not the type of personality to constantly butt into conversations or be a part of everything. He will speak when he needs to, and I think a man of few words is the type of personality Link has. It's portrayed that way in Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom, like, right? Like they outright say
he's under so much pressure.
Yeah, he's just under a lot of pressure, and that's why he's like that. It's a very funny explanation. But yeah, I think that he'll talk, and I think it'll be fine, because if anything has taught me, it'll be okay. It's Chris Pratt as Mario.
Fedorable Will does say the real answer being Super Smash Bros. Movie. Mm-hmm. I do kind of like that idea, but I think you got to do a couple other movies first, and then you can get into the Smash Bros. Universe.
Right. I think you got to start small. It's got to go in phases. We've talked about this before on the podcast, but I'll recap here. I think phase one, it just has to be the original Smash Bros. Roster, which is like 12 playable characters. And you got Pikachu, Mario, Pikachu, Jigglypuff, Mario, Luigi, Yoshi, Donkey Kong, Link, Captain Falcon, Ness. How are they going to do that? How's that going to work? Ness.
Maybe Ness won't get his own movie.
Who am I forgetting?
Did you say Kirby?
I didn't say Kirby. I didn't say Samus. And I didn't say Fox. So yeah, there's 12.
Okay. So they need that Star Fox, the Metroid. Mm-hmm. We'll need Mario 2 to show Yoshi.
Yep. F-Zero. But they already had Mario 1, which took care of Mario, Luigi, and Donkey Kong.
Yeah, and I don't know about like a Pokemon movie.
Detective Pikachu
2 and have...
Yeah.
Which Pikachu is going to be the Pikachu, though?
Obviously the Ryan Reynolds one. Yeah, that's a good point. It's a good point. I think with the success of Detective Pikachu, they should make another Pokemon movie live action that's like more traditional. Not one of the offshoot games that they're like, we'll experiment with, you know? Like, let's make a Pokemon Red now. That could be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then I think that's what they would do. They would have that character with a Pikachu be there somehow. Maybe and maybe Jigglypuff somehow. Oh no, all my other Pokemon got left behind in my interdimensional portal. I'm here with just Pikachu and Jigglypuff.
Yeah, I mean, and who knows, in the Smash Bros. Movie, they could even have sort of like the Lego movie moment where you realize they're real people. Because essentially that's what the Master Hand is, isn't it? It's like a child or something playing with the toys.
I sincerely Ish? Hope they do not do that. That would be so dumb. But so yeah, dumb. It is accurate to the lore where they're all toys. Well, they're in the first game, they're like stuffed animal toys. And then in the subsequent games,
the animal toys.
Yeah, they're figurines in Melee and Brawl. And then I don't know what they are in old. I think they're all after that, they're just figurines.
This is just, yeah.
Anywho, that's a wrap on this episode. Micah, where can people find you on the interwebs?
You can find me on Twitch at Micah Brown.
And you can find me gallivanting about on Andross One on Twitch and YouTube. Follow the show. And like I said at the top of the episode, hey, if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe. If you're listening on your podcast listening app of choice, leave us a 5-star review. Apple, Spotify, Podchaser, Audible. All these places have spots to leave 5-star reviews that we would really appreciate if you left us 5-star reviews on. And consider checking out and supporting us on Patreon. Patreon.com/NintendoPals, where for as little as a dollar, you can be a part of the Patreon Pokey Wrap, which we close every episode with, and we will close this episode with right now. We gotta wrap some Patreon.
You just do the scene. I'll take care of the hard part.
Let's get it on.
We want to be the best that ever was. And shout out our pals over on Patreon.
LPD, Razor, Retro Logic Band, Tim the Nintendo Dash Limb, Tor Spider Chance, Solo Something, Mute Dog the Game, Little Miss Seven, and Monkey Thunder.
Catch em, gotta catch em all. Gotta catch em all. Patreon.
Kid, Fiesta, Third Strongest Mold, Fedorable Will, All, and Seth Sturgill, Cosmic, Purple, Leota, That Fast John, and all the plays too.
Gotta catch them all, gotta catch them all!
Yeah.
Gotta catch them all, gotta catch them all!
Yeah.
Gotta catch them all, Patreon! Let's get 150 or more, yeah, please, to be a Patreon donor is your destiny!
Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll catch you in the next episode! Bye-bye!